Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. I got to tell you something. When I heard about Bring It On the musical, because I'm probably one of the few people who have seen every one of the Bring It On movies.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, the ones that went straight to DVD and the whole bit. And I was kind of like, why didn't somebody think of this before? Why did this take so long? So I want to get your thoughts on why would it take so long for something that seems to be so easy to come up with and do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's great source material for a musical, but I think that the right person needed to take it and do the right thing with it. And I think it also may have been intimidating because you can't fake a cheerleading musical. You have to have the stunts in there, and can't be an imitation of cheerleading. It has to be the real thing, and that can be daunting, I guess, for certain people. But our director, choreographer Andy, was so amazing about wanting to take on that challenge and kind of teach cheerleaders about the world of theater and have everyone jump on board for something new and exciting for everyone. So I'm glad Bring It On waited, because he's totally the right person to do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Talk a little bit about that for folks who don't know what this whole—I call it franchise, but
right.
You know,
yeah.
What it's all about. Talk about it, please.
Cool. Well, the first film came out in the early '90s, Bring It On, starring Kirsten Dunst, and that was how I was introduced to the franchise, which I totally agree. I think it is as well, and it was a huge hit. And it was about high school kids and cheerleading and two squads competing, and there was some racial tension in there, two very different worlds. And the show touches on those themes, but the story is completely new. You may see some characters that you think you may recognize. Some of the qualities are similar, but the plotline is completely different. And it's set in the same world and the same themes, friendship and pursuing what you love and rivalry. So it draws from all five of the films, but the story is its own, absolutely so.
Now, here's the thing, and probably everybody asks, because we are talking about in a theater setting and doing these cheerleader stunts. What is that like, knowing that it's not like you've got a massive gym to work in? You only have a certain size of a theater to do what you guys need to do.
Absolutely. So I'm speaking on behalf of them, because I actually don't cheerlead in the show. I am the love interest who's a little too cool for that.
Yeah, a little too cool and a little bit too of a mouth on them, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I can never cheerlead. Not my thing. But, yeah, these guys are pros at what they do. I think we have, like, between them, they've won like 30 national championships or something. They're all cheerleading coaches where they're from. They all work with younger kids, so they know what they're doing. And our crew and our cast, they're in amazing hands with them. So it is physically taxing. You know, it's a lot on the body, but these guys know how to make it work. And once you get in the habit of doing it 8 times a week, it's just kind of doing your show. It's like a dance move, I guess. But I can't really speak for them, but it's what I would imagine.
How do you think the music fits in with, of course, this version of Bring It On? Because, of course, the original version, you know, it had its beats and it had its, you know, cheerleading music, but how do you think the songs fit in with this?
I think the songs are incredibly important, because in any musical, the music and the score really is responsible for telling the story. And our show is very unique in that way, because we have two composers, Lin-Manuel Miranda of In the Heights, who brings like a very R&B, hip-hop kind of flavor to the score. And then we have Tom Kitt from Next to Normal and High Fidelity, which does more traditional pop rock musical theater. And what works about that is that the show focuses on two different schools and two different group of kids. So you have these two composers coming together, first writing for the separate schools, and then they kind of jumped on board and decided to create a score that infused all of these styles. And so it's new, it's fresh, it's stuff you haven't heard before, and there's a little bit of everything. And musically, it's kind of all over the board, which is great, you know, that you get a little taste of so many different things.
Fantastic, my friend. Thank you so much for this.
No problem. Thanks for talking.